but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me down. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Twitter question. Oh, I went to the wrong page. Hold on. Do you think the Phillies will win tonight's series finale against the Mets? 61.2% say no. Now, it's been a big day, Eagles Radiothon day one. Day two will also be big on the WIP Afternoon Show. We can't tell you exactly why, but it will be a very, very big show on the WIP. Of course, we're going to raise a ton of money for the Eagles Autism Foundation, including our live broadcast. But we had guest day, we had Nolan Smith, we had Saquon, we had Cam Jurgens. Who knows who we could get tomorrow? I'll tell you, we didn't have to bid to get this guy. Elliot Shore Parks joins us for a moment here. Hello, Elliot.
Man, thanks for having me on. This is a surprise. Excited to see what this is about.
Well, you know, so...
Are you really excited or like kind of nervous?
Well, look, it was a great day at Eagles practice. A.J. Brown was out there again. Landon Dickerson was out there. So there's a lot to talk about from strictly only Eagles practice.
Nope.
53-man roster.
No.
A feel-good story.
So we did have Saquon Barkley on the show today, and as is tradition, I asked him an Elliot Shore Parks question, as I usually do.
Yeah.
And I asked him, you know, I'm sure you've heard this, but for anyone who hasn't heard it, I asked him, Elliot told us a story of you trying to get your French cuffs on, your cufflinks on in your shirt, and he was having trouble, and you asked Elliot to do it, and he got sweaty, and he failed at it. Do you remember that? And Saquon said he did remember it, and not only that, that the moment may have been too big for you. What is your response to that?
I mean, he's right. I completely choked. And the saddest thing was, it wasn't even cufflinks. It was literally just a button. That
oh, really? I assumed it had to be cufflinks.
Now, it was probably the nicest, most expensive button I'll ever probably put my hands on. Like, it was definitely not your normal button, I will say. It was a fancy button.
But yeah, your button doesn't cost much. It's much smaller,
yeah,
too.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
And look, I mean, you know, Saquon's an athlete. He has big wrists. It was not easy to put on. But
big wrist?
Yeah, it was not. It was a well.
I was whacking that thing.
Yeah.
So, this is a big wrist.
Right. I mean,
he's still a normal size human, yeah. You know? Yeah.
I think you think that until they ask you to button a shirt, and all of a sudden, not as simple as you think. But yeah, everyone was looking. The cameras were there. Everyone was. I think it was after he broke LeSean McCoy's record too. So everybody was waiting to talk. It was terrible. It was definitely didn't to live to the moment.
Elliot, what do you think of the tradition of asking all of the Eagles players in Elliot Shore Park's question?
You know, I've always said Lane Johnson should be on the Eagles' Mount Rushmore. I really think he handled that the best out of all the players.
Oh, because he said you had the best style. Yeah.
I mean, you want to talk about a two-time Super Bowl champion. But, no, I mean, it's been nerve-wracking getting the text from Jack every time hearing what you guys say. Well, and the funny thing is I was at Eagles practice, and one of the players that came from the tent talking to you guys or whatever, and I saw the PR staff whisper to each other and laugh and look at me. And I was like,
it felt like high school all over again, huh?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, this is the trauma of being back at Central. So
good.
It's been fun.
Well, yeah. Elliot, you're a good sport, and we appreciate you allowing us to. Well, I mean, I didn't ask your permission.
Yeah.
But...
yeah. Well, that's the funny thing. I texted Spike all these, like, helpful stats for questions, and then it's like, oh, nice. he asked a question and it had nothing to do with it.
No. Yeah.
The important thing.
Well, yeah, Elliot texted me all these stats and my only response was, does Saquon know you by name?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, where's this going?
Well, the best part about Saquon's response is, you know, you can only hear a facial expression so much through the phone, but Saquon definitely remembered and definitely was laughing about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you also described me. You're like, you know, Elliot Shore Parks, that little blonde guy.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, that guy.
Well, I wanted to make sure we didn't have an awkward moment where he didn't know who you were. So,
no, it was very good. It was a funny moment. He was right. I choked. No question.
Well, there he is. You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. A new one today.
Will this be addressed in the Go Birds Daily or no?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Strictly just practice observations.
So much to get into from practice. I don't know.
You're the worst.
We'll see.
Okay. All right. There he is.
All right, brother.
Elliot Shore Parks. We'll get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report right after Ike tells you this.
Hey, have you experienced the Mark's difference yet? When Jim and his wife created Mark's Jewelers, they built it with you in mind from the moment you walked through the door. Yes, the jewelry is stunning, but it's the experience that truly sets Mark's apart. Step into the Diamond Diner, a private, relaxed space where you can explore your jewelry options with zero pressure and total confidence. Visit Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, PA, or Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Check them out online at marks-jewelers.com and see for yourself why Mark's is different.
By the way, before we get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, this per Anthony Sanfilippo last night, I did not see this. According to ump scorecards, who grade the umps every game, the umpires have saved the Mets 7 runs this year, and the umpires have cost the Phillies 12 runs this year. That is the most runs any team has been cost aside from the Dodgers in baseball this year. So
what the hell is up with that?
So the umps have cost the Phillies 8 runs and have saved the Mets 7 runs.
They got something personal against us?
They are cheating.
They are cheating.
Cheating.
Oh, you mean the Mets?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, even paying off the umpires.
Yeah, come on. How do they save them 7 runs? That was... Okay, all right. Go ahead. High Hopes Jackie.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Tell Jackie Baseball.
Oh, it is ridiculous. I mean, they're hitting like 550-something with runners in scoring position this series.
The Mets are?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something going on there.
Dude, like... all of a sudden, they aren't just squaring up every single baseball.
Yes. How is that team that good at home and that bad on the road? It doesn't make any sense.
And Harper the other day goes, you know, they're one of the best tipping teams in baseball.
Yes.
I think the Phillies are aware of it. Now, maybe it's getting in their head of like, oh, bleep, you know, do they have a tell on these guys? But that was, I can't figure out with Duran because a part of me is theorizing, well, hold on. That was only the third time in his career he's allowed 4 hits in an inning. Third time in his career. First time he's ever done it without recording an out. And they weren't missing him, which was jarring. Sanchez, same kind of thing. Like, they were squaring up all of that.
Yeah.
But on Duran specifically.
Duran.
Yes, we got it.
Yeah, we get it. We get it. Also hasn't been the same since he got hit in the foot. And what could be happening with the foot thing is he's not able to get all the way through his pitches. He can't push down his leg. So, like, his splitter has been up a little bit, and it's been getting hit a little bit more by being up. So maybe he can't finish as much because he can't put as much power on his leg.
I also wonder if he's a little apprehensive after getting hit like that. Like, if he's a little guarded after, because he got smoked. I mean, like, he got pretty, and not only that, he felt good the second day, but he looked a little... like a little scared, I guess. He was sweating. Like, he got really hit hard, and I think he was probably a little worried.
Yeah.
And you're in such a defenseless position when that happens. I wonder if that's in his head. The only thing I've thought of in these Duran appearances is in the playoffs, every defensive replacement comes in for Duran. Simply because if he is a pitch to contact guy, we need the best defense. The Casty thing can't even be a conversation. Like the Casty thing out of right can't even be a cast. We can't have Weston Wilson playing third base or left field when Duran is in there. We need the best possible defenders in there.
Yeah, well,
if possible,
don't you worry. Casty's back in there against a righty tonight, so he's
Well,
I know he's at game one.
Yeah, let him.
Well,
let Topper cook.
Well, at least he's playing Bader in center field again.
Yes.
That's the one that I really care about.
Yep.
Like
he does have to manage Casty. Like,
I know.
He's
yes.
You can't just
give
him
a little. Yeah, yeah. So you got to give him a little bit too.
The one thing that bothers me about this current Mets thing, I'm sure Spike, you feel this too, because obviously all of your friends up in New York.
Yes.
It bothers me that the Mets, like, do not fear the Phillies at all.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like they can't, the Mets fans, too. They're just like, that team's obviously fraudulent. And Keith Hernandez added to that yesterday. And I would love for the Phillies to use this as motivation.
The Philadelphia Phillies. What about them? They're overrated.
This is a long-going thing with Keith Hernandez. A couple of years ago, he said he hated calling Phillies games because he didn't think they were fundamentally sound. And
they're not.
They're not. Yeah. Good call on that one, Keith.
Yeah.
I hope that video gets into the Phillies clubhouse and they can use it as some kind of motivation.
Yeah.
This team is basically laughing at you. The broadcasters are laughing at you. The fans are laughing at you. No one's afraid of you.
By the way, the same way the Braves were... did with Salicata, you know, and I, dude, it's horrible having Mets fans laughing at us.
Exactly. And it's like, horrible. You know, as the caller earlier, like, oh, you know what happens in the postseason. It was one postseason series.
Yes.
Like, shut up.
Well, and you guys
shut up.
Have not won a World Series in 40 years. Like, come on, you know. I don't know. What happens in the postseason?
I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
Gilio declaring the division was over with.
Well, I texted him very aggressively last night.
Yeah.
Like, this is on you.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so cute. Like, oh, you got to go for it on the Monday before they played the Mets series. It was truly shameful what Joe Gilio did.
We would never even contemplate a show like that.
Fritz tried to get us to.
No. Shh.
Oh.
Well, it was an idea.
Is that me?
Yeah.
Oh.
You watching Roman Anthony?
No, my phone is locked. I don't know. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. So I just like every Mets fan now, like, you know, all your people up there, WFAN, like, can't wait for the Phillies to come to town because they know.
I know.
I hate that feeling.
I hate it.
I hate that feeling.
Like, I don't need positive Tommy feeling happy.
No.
I don't need Sal feeling happy.
No.
I don't need Evan feeling happy.
No. They spit in our face.
And Gio and Boomer, don't need them happy.
Yeah.
Need to win tonight.
Yeah.
Let's get back to normal.
9 straight losses at Citi Field.
Okay. Wow. We'll leave it at 9.
Hopefully.
Yes.
Yeah. Nolan McLean's very good, so we'll see how that goes.
We'll leave it at 9.
Okay.
All right. We done?
Yeah.
All right. Herb in the Northeast, you're on WIP.
Come on, Herb.
On an umpire day, too?
Dude, your mute button is on, Herb.
And he texted Harry Wendelstadt, telling him to get the AAA umpire back to the minors.
Really?
He did. I know.
That's the story we had here?
Yeah.
Did he fall asleep?
No, we would hear him. He's always in the car.
You think Herb's a snorer?
Yeah.
Nah,
are you,
no doubt he's
are
a
you kidding me?
You think he's got a CPAP machine?
No.
He's got one of the big things that I could see him 100% having.
Uncle
one.
Junior with the
Yeah, yeah.
I can't imagine having a CPAP machine unless you were married. Like, unless you're bothering somebody while you're snoring.
You're
you know?
Right, yeah, because if you're by yourself, who the hell?
Yeah, Herb's...
he can snore all he wants to.
He's eating tuna fish on rice, going to Nifty 50s twice in a day,
and
you
wonders,
know?
And he got in the and wonders where the food...
Good,
yeah, yeah.
Good
yeah.
Get, don't. I know.
Okay.
You caught yourself, and then you wanted the joke so bad.
It was
you
right
went,
there.
You went after it again. Big Wash in Wilmington.
Big Wash?
Yeah, you're on WIP. What's up, Big Wash?
What up, though?
Yo, what's up, Big Wash?
How you doing today?
Well, good, man.
I gotta really tell you, man. I really appreciate y'all taking me on. I failed a couple times. Yo, hey.
Yeah.
What up?
What up, bro?
Yo, I'm like 4 years out of my alcoholism, so I hope your Ike juice don't have no alcohol in it. Can I get an Ike juice?
Wow. Yeah, we have non-alcoholic.
Yeah. Yeah, we serve NA.
Yeah, it's just juice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, hey, stop it.
No, I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, it's just juice.
Yeah.
I got something for what, Fritz.
Yeah,
yo,
Fritz.
My guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, why they call him the hammer, man? You hammered him, bruh.
There we go.
Got him.
Oh, get it.
Yo.
I got it.
This is what I need you to do. It's a man called Boss Man D-Lo. He says, dunk on him like I'm 6'5". You hear me?
Yeah.
I like that.
This is something
this
else.
This is a tough one.
Yeah.
Herb's back off mute, by the way.
Yeah, we'll put him back on.
All right. Big Wash.
Big Wash, holler at your boy.
Yeah, holler at your boy.
Hey, you ready? Yeah, you ready?
But
now,
you have to be ready.
I love it. You're mad at us.
Let me tell you something, Spike.
The
Phillies. The Phillies are 20. They've lost 23 out of 29.
I know.
Okay, down there.
I know.
Okay? Up there.
Tonight we have to start all over tonight. We got to be selective at the plate. Stop swinging the bad pitches. Get these guys to start throwing fastballs. Jack, I'm going to give you an assignment, okay? I want you to check yesterday, okay? Yesterday's game, how many fastballs did Realmuto put down? And they threw fastballs, and the Mets hit those fastballs, okay? I'm going to tell you something. I turned the game off, okay? I turned the game off when they had 5 runs. You still there?
We
made a trade, okay? We made a trade with Minnesota to bring in this closer. Doran shouldn't have been out there because it was a tie game, okay? The manager is playing like as if, okay, something like this, that, oh, he's going to get them guys out, and then we're going to come into the 10th inning, and we're going to win the game in the 10th inning, okay, because we're going to have the guy at second base, okay?
Yeah,
obviously.
I would have rather them use a different pitcher. I'm sending Doran out with the lead with 1 run, 2 runs, 3 runs, 5 runs. I'll send them out to go close it, yes, but not in a game that's tied. And we're trying to win this game.
So who would you have pitched?
2-run home run, tied the game up. Look, Larry Bower. I already spoke to Larry Bower. He already said,
"Oh my ass."
Okay,
that's a lie.
Larry Bower said that they got to be more selective at the plate.
He told you this personally?
Yep.
Okay, Larry Bowen knows me. Understand, okay?
That's not what I asked you.
Understand it, you're never going to win a World Series. Larry Bowen, Greg Luzinski, and Mike Schmidt all know HR from the Northeast.
Oh, wow.
And they all know that I know baseball, just like they played it. And Pete Rose may rest in peace, okay?
Yep.
So...
I know you know the game. You know the game. Now, let me ask you this, Herb. Would you be okay if we had brought Deron in at home in a tie game to, like, hold the tie there until we get the bats in the bottom of the ninth?
No, I'm bringing him in there, okay?
With a lead.
Yeah.
Right.
If it's the last week of the season and we need 1 or 2 wins to get the number one spot, fine. But we're struggling. You're struggling, man. You didn't – the defense – Monday and Tuesday, bad defense, okay? Mm. We were playing great against Seattle. We swept them. We broomed them, okay?
Yeah.
Now, come on now. We won a whole bunch of games, and then we come out, and we go up there to New York, and boom, we get hit like something hit us on the head, like a rock or something, man. And we're all like, these guys are not – they're not swinging at the right pitches. Now, Harper, he came up and hit 3. When I saw him yesterday, he got 3 singles. He got 3 hits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's what these other guys got to do. I'm getting tired. I'm getting tired of Nick Castellanos. I need him to start looking at better pitches. Stop swinging at the junk. Okay? Same thing with Realmuto. Stop swinging at the junk. Okay, the forkball the night before, 2 nights ago, these guys got embarrassed by the forkball because the forkball is actually a worse than hitting a knuckleball because the forkball, if anybody knows like I know, because
you
I
got a real attitude today.
Not many people know like you.
Nah, no one does.
Jumps around, dude. The forkball is a nasty pitch.
Yep.
Okay, so just. They have to change their approach tonight. If they expect to get on that bus tonight, back to Philly, they with a W, they got to change their outlook, their whole outlook, because this is and it's fine. Believe me, if I was the manager, Monday night, now I'd have a closed door meeting and tell all of them, straight up, all 25, 26, including the pitchers. Okay.
Yep.
And they got upset because of the umpire. Yeah. The umpire messed up last night. We know that. Wendell Statt already got an email from me, and I'm waiting for him, whatever, to get it right, okay?
You do email?
And that guy was a Triple-A umpire. They brought him up 6 weeks ago.
Wait, you have email? So, what's your email address?
You know my email.
No, I don't.
HerbBaseball23@yahoo.com.
There it
All
is.
All right, there you go.
What's the 23 for? That's your old number? 23?
That's for Michael Jordan.
Oh.
23, yes, my old number. That's what I used to play with, number 23.
HerbBaseball23@yahoo.com.
@yahoo.com.
Okay, awesome. All right, glad I have it. HerbBaseball23@yahoo.com.
And I'm
Do you accept fan mail?
On the record right now, all three of you.
No.
When it comes to baseball, okay? I know baseball like I know football.
Hold on, that's my topic.
Yeah.
And when I talk to you, Ike, about 46 defense, let's go after the quarterback. Boom, boom, boom. Okay, here we come.
Yeah.
I'm sending in the blitz with Brian Dawkins.
Yeah.
The same thing as
It's clear you know the game.
I defer to you for baseball. You know certainly more
you
than Fritz.
I know football.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's clear by the 46 defense. Yeah. HerbBaseball23@yahoo.com.
All right, Herb, Jack, we gotta do the text line. We gotta go, man.
Trip. All right, brother.
All right. There he is. There he is.
Disappointed.
HerbBaseball23@yahoo.com. All right, the text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. He's got no idea. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Did you do something you regret? Do you have trouble with apologies? Join Spike Eskin for the new Odyssey podcast. I'm sorry, you front-running bum. Alex in Lancaster.
Again, I started nice. I actually did regret it, but he is a front-runner. I haven't eaten in 4 days.
Yeah, man, give him a break.
All right, what's next?
I'm with you, Spike. Yeah. I'm with you.
I'm not saying L.A. was mad at the umps last night, but his neighbors said they heard him yell at the TV, "You exist as I see fit!" Mark and Monco.
One of the funniest things about him is that he doesn't like that they don't get reprimanded.
Yes.
That's like the core of it.
L.A. is an accountability guy. Appreciate today... He said that clown.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. He went in.
He was not happy.
Nope. What's next?
Put me down for $10,000. Spike bidding to go to New York City with Sidney Brown.
All right. Okay. I am still thinking about bidding on the haircut with Jordan Mailata at the Eagles barber. That would be fun. But I don't want the Cooper.
Get permission from the fees first.
But yes, he will give me permission. He will want to be my plus one,
yes,
to be honest
course,
with you.
Yes.
As long as he's my plus one, it would be fine. I don't want the Cooper DeGene haircut, though. I don't think any of us want it. No.
Well, I can't. You're the only one. Jack could do it, I guess.
Jack could do
it.
Yeah, Jack could do it. What's next?
All these people telling me to back down to camera are idiots who don't know basketball. Obviously, it's going to be pick and roll all day. Jack in the producer booth.
Still not understanding.
Still not understanding one-on-one basketball.
Yeah.
Thought a triple threat was something else.
Yeah. What's next?
You had a historic season last year. My question is, how much did you want the record, and do you have a better butt than Ken Griffey Jr.? Ike interviewing Saquon.
Just an unnecessary shot from
from the text line. Yeah. Why would we do that?
He actually gave a good answer to the whole record thing. Yeah,
he did. He did.
I didn't know if he was going to shut it down or not.
No, he didn't. He gave a real answer. Yeah. He could have given a "that's in the past,"
right?
Which somebody else might do.
Yep.
If we were to have him on the air. What's next?
Oh, should Topper fax in his lineup card too? Jack responding to anyone born before 1985 who calls in to criticize the Phillies.
I don't tell people. Games change.
Yep. Yeah, I know you like doing that. Oh, what else do you want to do?
Yeah.
You want to smoke in the dugout? What's next?
Definitely bidding on the axe throwing with the O-line. Bam, in Upper Darby.
Oh, goodness gracious. Could you imagine? He shows up in the cheerleader outfit, not knowing which way the axes are.
Oh, my God.
Ready to throw axes.
Go over there. Just throw straight. Yeah. Over there.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we will be back with you. Jackie, baseball is coming up next with Leading Off. Take you up to game three. Let's win this one. We'll be back with you tomorrow for a very big show, Eagles Radiothon Day 2. We will not only raise the most money, we will have other guests from the Eagles, hopefully something great. I'm sure it will be. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.